Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, ding dong.
Ding dong.
Do I got to let her in? How do I let
her
in?
Yeah, let her in. I don't know. Is she already coming? Hannah Dam Dasher. Here she comes. Does she come? You coordinated. Bam. You got the memo.
Like Rosie the Riveter, throwing away washwoman. Can you see me?
You look so adorable. Yes.
Look at you. If Where's Rob? Let me see.
There he is. Can you see him?
Y'all's voices sound like you look. Like that's rare for radio. Y'all are good looking.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you must be looking at Rob's picture, but that's nice. Yeah, that's
pretty good. Our lighting is all screwed up over here. I was trying to figure it out, but. Yeah, we did want to coordinate. Holly's like, let's get our country western on right now.
But whoa! I was like throwback. I said, that's what like Hannah, you know, when I'm learning about you that you're so into, I go, she's got like a shrine in her house. Can we talk about the shrine in your house? What? So tell us about.
Lord, look at this piece right here, girl. See. I wore this at the Troubadour. Well, actually, this was my opera debut and my Troubadour debut, but this is from L.A. If you're into old, you know, look at the collar on this thing. Looks like Elvis Presley, honey.
It's anyway, beautiful. Yeah, I got a little bit of a collar, but not like that. Oh, God, that's something else. I love it.
Rob's got a good, he's got his pearl snap on.
Hot he does.
Day. Yeah.
He does. Cute.
Look, Hannah, we don't wear this all the time. We only wore this for you. Like,
did you?
Oh, yes, well, we wish we looked like this all the time. My seams are busted out. I don't know if this even fits me right now, but
are you saying, honey, I had that problem all the time. I put in some reinforcement before I signed on here.
That's a good idea. We didn't do any. Sorry, Rob, go ahead and talk. You wanted to ask a question.
Well, no, I was just saying I've actually had this shirt, I think, since I was in high school. So I only wear it once in a blue moon. It's still in great shape.
What do you wear, Rob? What do you wear? Like, I know you're a performer. What do you wear when you're singing on the road? Like, what kind of like, what's your style?
I'm kind of just more of a t-shirt kind of guy, just a plain t-shirt. Maybe a graphic tee.
Okay.
You know, maybe a concert, something old band. But yeah, mostly just kind of pretty simple stuff.
His stage clothes do not compare to your stage clothes.
No.
I mean, it is one of the reasons why I have become a fan. Can we talk about the last year for you? Because TikTok has been huge. Everyone's been stuck inside and you really made lemonade with it. Can you talk about TikTok for us? What's going on with that?
Yeah, well, I felt like I was going to lose my record deal or I needed to do something to get the attention of Nashville, my team, and we weren't able to tour. So all the shows were getting canceled. And I thought, well, let me try out this new TikTok platform and try to showcase my personality a little bit. And I love to cook, but I've had the Stand By Your Pan idea copyrighted for years. I just, I thought that I could one day develop that into a late night Picture Fallon meets Paula Deen, you know, kind of a comedy series, like a cooking show. But I mean, first and foremost, I want to be a country music artist. Nonetheless, I just started cooking because I know everyone was spending a couple grand a month on their grocery bill pretty much. So and it took off. I didn't expect it to, but it took off.
It is so good. Can you sing a little bit of the Stand By Your Pan?
Stand By Your Pan.
It's so cute.
I got my hair pulled up. Actually, I know I did a key lime pie last night and I'm fixing to do, I've got to do an almond tort and an upside down peach tort. What do y'all like to eat and cook?
Of course.
I don't like to eat.
I like the eating more than the cooking, but yeah.
The best part about TikTok is it's opened me up to a whole new audience, like to expose my music, and it's translating over to ticket sales. Not so much streaming just yet. I guess a little bit there, but definitely with ticket sales and merch sales, which is important to me. So, I try to insert country music into every episode. Now Fender's launching their TikTok page. And so you'll recognize the host.
This is so exciting. Cause I was telling Rob, I go, listen to this story about Hannah that I found out. And you can tell us the whole story. Cause I just got the gist of it. I'm like, she sold all of her guitars to help further her career. Can you tell us about that story?
If you're not familiar with, I guess the School of Hard Knocks here in Nashville, when you have a publishing deal, they try to keep your, as a songwriter, they try to pay you just a $1,500 to $2,000 a month, so that whenever you do start earning royalties on your song cuts, that you're able to pay back what you owe them. I know that's kind of confusing, but nonetheless, so $2,000 a month, is not a lot when you're having to pay a band, because a lot of times that would cost me $1,100 to $1,400 bucks a weekend when you rent a van and all that. So, and I want to make sure I take care of my band members, even if they were low scale pay. So I sold every guitar that I own to pay them off. And, for years I wrote songs and played shows I toured with the Cadillac 3 on borrowed guitars. I was always using one of Jaren's guitars. Really didn't have one. And so now to be a Fender Next artist and to have them giving me all these guitars and to be the face of one of the new Telecasters. I'm just so blessed. I'm so thankful.
Well,
We're so happy for you.
I feel like it just really came back to you. You had the ultimate sacrifice of getting rid of the most important thing, your guitar. You need that, right? It came right back to you. So that's an incredible story.
Rob, it wasn't just so there's guitars, which I know artists, you guys get so connected to them, but one was really special, right? And that was the guitar.
It was a Fender actually. So, but it came back to me in Fender mode. So yes, but I wound up buying my first Gibson. That's what I wanted. And I bought it off of a girl who was kind of in a similar situation. And anyhow, but she has the first right to buy it back whenever she can afford to. So I'm not attached to it, but because I know how that feels. But yeah, guitars kind of make the way around town, but don't give them away.
Right. No.
I'm a big Fender fan. This is the favorite one right here, the old Jimi Hendrix guitar back here.
Oh, I see that thing.
I don't know if you can see it.
Rob was stressed out because he couldn't light up his purple haze because on camera it looks like just a big
blur. I got plenty of purple haze over here. If you want to, I guess I'm being reported. I can't. Don't come see me. I got all the purple haze. You won't.
All right. First off, Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee. Maybe just when's the first time you heard it? What do you think of it?
Oh yeah, it was on country radio. He was my first concert. So Chasing That Neon Rainbow, I think it probably just come out. I was a baby. I watched the concert in my grandpa's arms. I didn't even have a seat, but I'll never forget what he had on. And, the fact that he was from Georgia like me and wrote his own songs. And the reason I was the nerdy kid that knew that, I didn't read books. I hated to read books, but I would read liner notes in my CDs, cassette tape CDs. My parents were old school.
Pull it out.
But that nerdy. There you go. But
with the whole long thing.
There we go. I know for those of you who are listening, it's the back when CDs came in hard copy and you could open them up and there were little booklets with pictures and lyrics inside. It was awesome. So yeah, but those are the booklets that I read. And so I just familiarize myself with him and his music, and it just really spoke to me. And nothing against other acts that were out, but I just really took to him.
I think we all end up with our favorites, right?
And that song is so fun. Can you tell us, do you have a story or anything you'd like to reminisce over? Shania Twain, Man I Feel Like a Woman, which I feel is such an anthem. Shania.
I had her first record, The Woman in Me. What a great album. I mean, she and Mott Lang, he produced one of my favorite rock and roll bands of all time, AC/DC.
Yes.
And they had, if you look at the track listing on that record and you see how many hits they had, it was a phenomenon. Mm-hmm. They were really onto something. That was, I think, 1995. I was a baby girl, but I had that CD.
I was just born then for sure. But 1995, for sure.
I'll never forget Mama gasping in the kitchen. We were at a friend's house when that Any Man of Mine video came on, when she was riding on that horse in that denim outfit, showing her midriff. And you know, you didn't show midriffs then. And I just remember Mama saying, "What a hoochie!"
Yeah, that was very shocking. Now compare that to now, and you're like, "That's nothing."
That's nothing.
I show as much bosom as Shania shows waistline. I reckon we're tit for tat. I hear that from my family all the time.
Tit for tat. Perfect. How about Tracy Byrd, Watermelon Crawl? I feel like that's kind of an anthem for me when I was a kid for some reason.
It was.
I couldn't drink at the time, but I just was like, whatever the Watermelon Crawl is, I like it.
Heck yeah. I mean, if people have a good buzz and they're hearing that one, I mean, if they don't get out and watermelon crawl, there's something wrong with them, right?
I think so.
Do you know how to watermelon crawl?
I do not. Some of my favorite 90s country acts were, like I said, Alan, but Travis Tritt, I really loved him. And obviously Joe Diffie and Clint Black had so many good songs. I mean, Like the Rain and his first record, 89, was, such good stuff.
How do you feel about Toby Keith's Red Solo Cup?
I think Toby Keith is awesome. I think he's very talented. I think he was underappreciated. And he's one of the wealthiest guys in town because he can work the hell out of a business deal.
Yeah.
And I think he's awesome. And it's a funny song. The Warren Brothers actually were writers on that one. And they wrote Guys Buy the Drinks, Girls Call the Shots. It's on my Hap record.
Oh, nice, so this is perfect. This is a great segue into your song, which is the next one that we want to talk about, You're Gonna Love Me. Can you tell us about the song? Where were you? What were you thinking? What were you drinking when you wrote this one?
I love it. I was on the job because, you know, I write songs professionally. So it was in the daytime and we were at Gordy Sampson's house and we were not drinking. We were drinking coffee, but it was Gordy Sampson and Andy Albert and Thomas Archer. That was my first four-way write. And Thomas used to be a roommate of mine. Thomas is from Middle Georgia. I talked him into moving to town. And breaking up with a girl that he was dating and not marrying her and coming to town because I thought he was talented. And lo and behold, he wrote Hurricane. And that went number one. And anyhow, so he's just having he's on a good tear right now. But that was our first time writing together since he has had his success. And we were just so excited. And he calls me H to the damn to the D. Mm-hmm. So I came out with, I'm a bad mama jebel, fresh out of Savannah. He's like, my people call me Hannah. H to the damn to the D. So that kind of wrote itself. That chorus did. I said, y'all, I can't. That just sounds cocky. He's like, HD, you can pull it off. Duh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, well, by God, it's my new show opener.
It ain't bragging if you back it up. Right?
Well, I mean, you know, when you walk around with hair like mine or assets that might be natural or may not be, I mean, you know, you just got to own it. I think women ought to own their curves and own their individuality. And you know, hell, I live like it's 1982. I wasn't even born or thought of yet, but late 70s, but that's just kind of my Smokey and the Bandit, Bessel Whorehouse in Texas. It's just kind of my America.
We really like that. I really like that you embrace that as well. Like,
since you do, and we are so attached and connected to these all the time, do you try to stay away from the phone and the social media? I mean, obviously you're not staying away from social media, do you want to hire someone to do it for you sometimes?
Oh my gosh. I do, but I take care of my, if you walk into my living room, you don't see a TV. Uh-huh. You walk in, that's an old, where a TV would go. That's a picture that was hanging in Waylon Jennings' office.
What?
And Jesse Coulter. Yeah.
Wait, zoom in on that. How did you get
just,
that?
Yeah, So my buddy JR, he manages, he's tour manager Justin Moore. He was the handler. If you see him, you'll know him. He was used to be John Party's tour manager. Anyhow, but those are all buddies of mine. But anyway, he gave that to me because he knew I'd appreciate it. And all my Fender gear and pictures are growing up. But I mean, yeah, everything's it's old school.
It's like a museum in there.
It is. I've got some like Les Pauls, guitar strings, if you're a guitar fans, people there. But anyhow, it pains me to be on my phone all the time to answer your question. When I go home, I have to check out because, you know, my mother, she doesn't allow cell phones at the table, obviously. And, you know, just, I just have to kind of check out when I can, but my social media presence, or the demand for social media is so much that I think artists are doing themselves an injustice if they don't have a presence on there. Mm-hmm. And for a little act like me, I can't afford not to be out there and to show fans that I'm hustling and I'm trying to get to them. And that's kind of what I'm doing with this You're Gonna Love Me tailgate tour.
And because you're doing a ton of live shows as well, right? Where can we find tour dates? I'm just assuming on Facebook, on Instagram. Do you have a website?
Facebook is the one thing I don't have access to. That's fine. I've got a friend of mine that runs that for me. But yes, I'm actually locked out of it and I'm not smart enough to figure out how to get back into it. But
hey, we can't figure out how to get into our TikTok. It's okay, yeah. Anna. We can't figure out Rob's locked out of it.
Oh no. I know. We need to do a TikTok together. I love to do a TikTok with y'all. That'd be so much fun. I can't thank y'all enough for shedding light on me and my music. I was tickled to death that you guys wanted to showcase me on your show, because I mean, y'all are big deals, but
I don't know who you've been talking to, Hannah, but they were lying. But we saw you and we just became super fans. And I'm like, she's so entertaining and so fun. And the music is so good. And I wanted to just go back to what you were saying when you were saying, when you had the idea for Stand By Your Pan and you're like, oh, I had this idea. And, you know, and you're like, but my music is number one, but you truer like an entertainer. And I don't mean to bring up like Dolly but she did that, right? She had a TV show and she had her music as well. And I feel like that's,
she took Nashville to Hollywood. I mean, and I respect the hell out of that. I didn't really listen to her music a lot growing up. I'm very familiar with her catalog, but I saw Bessel Whorehouse in Texas as a rerun on TV. And I was just taken by her wardrobe, obviously, and the big collars and the, you know, and I started stuffing my bra when I was 7 years old, because I've always thought women, you know, if I'm being totally transparent, but, you know, as far as women in country, Patsy Cline was more so my hero and Reba, but Dolly, wow, what a businesswoman. She is a representative of the genre of country. And that's exactly what I'm to do. I mean, I would love, I've got so many goals and, you know, dreams to take over Hollywood and to act and to do things like that, obviously. But for now, I gotta try to master my country music market, because that's where my first love is.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job so far with all of it.
Patsy Cline, you did a theater production of Patsy Cline, correct?
I did. There are two shows that the Patsy Cline Estate owns. There's A Closer Walk with Patsy and I think Always Patsy Cline. And I was Patsy in A Closer Walk with Patsy. It's my first job out of college before I started working at Bass Pro Shops, Tracker Marine.
Yep.
Yes. So yeah, I was Patsy and I did almost two seasons of that. So that was fun. It was a lot of fun. 23 songs and 21 outfit changes.
Wowza.
Oh my gosh.
Stand like that.
Oh my God. You're like, could change me. Yeah. And I guess we should talk about Bass Pro Shops, because it is Labor Day and everyone's laboring. And what is your favorite thing about working at Bass Pro Shops? Not that it's a commercial, but
when I did work there, I got fired for writing songs with jobs.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. My favorite thing is that it's in the parking lot with the Grand Ole Opry. And that's what built a fire under my butt to keep going to work every day. Uh-huh. And my favorite thing is I live over near that away now, and I have to pass by it almost all the time, but I have to pass the Opry first. And so it's just, it's humbling. I still have my Tracker Marine, my shirt, my Bass Pro Tracker work shirt. Yeah, I love it. But no, I was fired for writing songs on the job. One of the songs I was working on at the time eventually got picked up by Brad Paisley, a song called Go to Bed Early, that I'm hoping y'all might be circulating in the next 9 months or so. I don't know from what I hear. But anyway,
that'll be exciting.
Hey, it's a good reason to get fired.
Speaking of Patsy, though, I meant to tell you guys, speaking of Patsy, I'm sorry to ramble, but
no.
Bender, I just coming out on the 14th of September are some videos that I shot at Patsy Cline's house here in Nashville, at her dream house. So it was so cool to go inside and do that. But I'm the face of the new Player Plus Fender Telecaster. And so there's some songs we recorded. You're Gonna Love Me is one of those, and The Tree, and a couple new ones. So I'm just tickled to death for that content to be out there on display.
Yes.
Well, we can't wait for it.
We can't wait. So we're wondering who makes you laugh the most. Who's your favorite comic?
Chelsea Land, Trailer Trash Tammy.
Okay. Okay. I love Trailer Trash Tammy too.
She is so precious.
I don't think Rob knows who she is, but I do. She's very funny.
I'm old school. I don't keep up with all. I mean, I think Cat Williams is awesome. Cat Williams was funny, but as far as some of the newer acts, she would be new on the scene. Theo Vaughn is funny. Red Fox is funny too.
I love Red Fox. No, that's
classic.
Yeah.
Speaking of classic.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you.
That is like I think that's the best theme song.
Thank you so much for agreeing to talk to us for as long as you did. We appreciate it.
Honey, hush. I appreciate y'all. Thank you again. All righty. Thank you, guys. Y'all take it,
Santa. All right, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.